ones that are saying it.
The Bible says that he that digeth a pit shall fall in time.
Which is for those who envy, troubling men, for those who want trouble, but the joy of the Lord is with him, which says, to jump over pit, I beg you.
Amen.
We are taking prophetic action this morning. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Beloved, every piece that the enemy has prepared for you in the year 2006, this morning, jump over it. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Jump over. Any people that be for you, jump over. Any people that be for you, jump over. When I'm your mama, we dig a hole. Jump over. When I'm your papa, we dig a hole. Jump over. Here for you,
make
you
see.
Jump over. Here for you, make you no progress. Jump over. Any people that be for you, jump over. Every bit of his failure, jump over. Every bit of his poverty, jump over. Bit of sickness, jump over. Jump over. Any people that be for you, jump over. Any people that be for you, jump over. Any people that be for you, jump over.
Lift your right hand to the heavenlies now. I should declare this loud and clear. Every power assigned to trouble my Israel this year, the God of Elijah shall trouble you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decrease. The God of Elijah shall trouble you today. Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for another wonderful morning, and we thank you for bringing us to this day. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, oh Lord, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. Move in our midst by your power. And by the time we finish from this meeting, Lord, let men and women who will see us see the glory of God upon our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please let's have a seat for a few minutes. This morning, by the grace of God, we're having a prayer meeting to address certain things. So, we're going to do a lot of praying. Both preventive prayer, curative prayer, defensive prayer, and attacking prayers. Very early in the year like this, it's good to soak the whole of the year in plenty of prayers. But for a few minutes, let me share with you what I call the mystery of spiritual garments before we begin to pray now. It's important that we understand this very well. The mystery of spiritual garments. In the book of Zechariah chapter 3, Zechariah in the Old Testament, second to the last book in the Old Testament, the mystery of spiritual garments. Zechariah chapter 3, I begin to read from verse 1. Are we in the book of Zechariah? The mystery of spiritual garments. Verse 1. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, in whom the Lord has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brown cloth out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angel. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. So much for that. This is an interesting vision. Here was Joshua the high priest, who was supposed to bring sacrifices on behalf of the people. He was supposed to be spotless, spotlessly king. But there was Satan standing at his right hand side, confronting him and accusing him and trying to discredit him. And then, we didn't know why he was attacking the high priest until we got to verse 3. Where it says, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. The original Hebrew word for filthy there is very interesting. It means something to be smeared with excreta. That's the Hebrew direct translation. So Joshua was clothed with filthy garments as he stood before that angel. And because of that, the devil was able to resist him. Three participants in this vision. God was there as a judge, the high priest was there as somebody who's been accused, and Satan also was there to accuse. The accused, the accuser, and the judge. Notice there was no lawyer, no attorney to represent anyone. Just as one day all of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, there will be no lawyer, there will be no judge, there will be no judge from earth that will help us, that will bribe our way through using another judge, but we shall stand on our own. Let's pick various lessons from this short passage. Number one lesson you can pick from here straight away is that Satan has an unrelenting effort to accuse and discredit the people of God. That's one lesson you pick from here. Another lesson you pick from here is that there is something known as spiritual garment. Not this physical one that we wear, but there is another garment in the spirit realm, which as you are sitting down there, you have, and it plays a big role in your life. Another lesson we can pick from here is that sin is a stain on our spiritual priesthood. When we are stained with sin, we cannot really stand before the altar to minister. Meaning that we cannot declare holiness unto the Lord when we are dressed in filthy garments. Another lesson we can pick from here. The Christian who is living in a known sin, a Christian who is living in a habitual sin, just like Joshua the high priest, you would be powerless at rebuking Satan because he will have caught you in a good place. Another lesson you can pick from this passage is that Satan has no mercy. He is an unfair fighter. He waited for that fellow to get to the presence of God. And he stood right at his right hand side, the right hand with which he used to minister, stood right there to resist him. Another thing you can pick from here, that Satan will push people into sin and then turn around again to blame them for committing the sin. Who will be the one who will push an evil thought to the person's heart? He will be the one to accuse you of thinking evil again. Another lesson you can pick from here, that God will never defend the sins of his children, but he will always defend the repentant sinner. God didn't say the devil was wrong, because it was true that the high priest was wearing a filthy garment. And a dirty priest is an insult to God. The filthy rags is an insult to God. We have a situation now where we need to pray about our own spiritual garments. A man went into a wedding in the Bible, and he was the only one that was not properly dressed. He was wearing improper or inappropriate garments. They threw him out of the place. The last lesson you can pick from there is that garments speak volumes about our lives. It speaks a lot about our lives. Here was Joshua standing before the high priest, wearing a filthy garment, and he could not minister. Doesn't matter whether you spray your filthy garments with expensive perfume. The filthy garments will even make the perfume look more ridiculous. The satanic garment in the spirit man of a person has to be removed before total deliverance can take place. Because that covering of satanic garment hinders prosperity. So the garments you wear in the spirit, the way you are seen in the spirit realm, has serious implications. Many of us are wearing very good clothes now, which is quite nice. But if all of a sudden God clears away these physical clothes and he allows you to see into the spirit realm, and you begin to see how each individual is closed in the spirit, you know that some of us really need to pray very hard. When your spiritual garment is unclean, it will push away good things from you. The good angels will avoid you. When your spiritual garment is unclean, it will magnetize failure to your person. When your spiritual garment is unclean, it will produce terrible spiritual odor that will scare God away. It is possible for somebody to be sinking in the nostrils of God and for God to run away. The principle of poverty is this poverty garment, spiritual garment. If in the spirit a person is wearing rags and you don't remove it, you don't change it, it's no amount of money that comes to your hands. That garment internally will destroy the prosperity. When the spiritual garment of a man is unclean, it will block off your service for God and it will limit the manifestation of God's power in your life. When your spiritual garment is unclean, it will attract the pestilence of the night and the noonday arrows. What kind of garments do you wear, beloved? When you see yourself in the dream, how do you dress? Are you the kind of person you dream and you find yourself naked? Nothing wrong. Are you find yourself wearing clothes that are not your size? God is trying to tell you something. Joshua the high priest was standing before God. He was standing before the God of heavens. And the angel of the Lord was standing by Joshua. But here the devil did not consider that I was God there, I was the angel there, was still assisting this fellow. Why should Satan resist the high priest of God in the presence of the angel of God? And why was the angel speechless? Speechless. Joshua the high priest was wearing a satanic sinful garment. Such sinful garment will give Satan authority over a child of God. And for the life and ministry of Joshua to move forward, those garments are to be removed. What I'm telling you this morning is this. The ministry of dirty garments has destroyed so many callings. The garment of darkness has paralyzed the power of the Holy Spirit in so many lives. The Bible says it will take a white garment to possess your possession. And those of us who are good readers of the Bible, you will read the story of blind Bartimaeus. Immediately Jesus said, bring him. The Bible says the first thing he did was to cast away his garment. He tore off his garment of shame. He tore off the garment of poverty. He tore off the garment of frustration and failure. By tearing off that garment, then Bartimaeus was saying, I am changing my position. I'm not going to beg anymore. The time has come for you to change your position. This is very early in the year. You need to go from the land of the dead to the land of the living. Perhaps you have grave clothes even on. You need to pull off the grave clothes. Perhaps you have the garment of heaviness upon you. You need to change it for the garment of praise. You need to put on a new garment. A new garment. The spiritual garment. There is a throne meant for your life. You cannot wear rags on your body and sit on that throne. Every king on the throne wears a royal garment. And if you are a king, according to the revelation of God upon your life, then you need to tear off the old garments of demotion, of old mentality, of evil manifestation. Until that satanic covering of that garment is removed, there is no way deliverance can ever be completed. I want you to understand that as we go into another year now, our accuser is there, the devil. The Bible says he accuses the brethren day and night. He has access to the throne of God to go and report. And anything that you want to do, and your spiritual man is still wearing filthy rags, and his filthy garments, it will be very difficult for you to move. Now there are different categories of spiritual garments. There is a garment of condemnation, garment of failure, as a garment of sin, garment of heaviness, as a garment of self-condemnation, as a garment of bitterness, as a garment of pride, as a garment of selfishness, as a garment of stinginess, as a garment of darkness, as a garment of witchcraft, as a garment of familiar spirits, as a garment of death. Bring your garments worn in the spirit realm. Take this morning, beloved, to tear off any garment God did not put on your body, so that this year, when you stand before God, the enemy will not find any reason to resist you. So that when you stand before God, any power that wants to contest with you there will be an automatic failure, because you are wearing a clean garment. Many of us need to reorganize our lives. Many of us need to sit down and do some personal self-analysis. Say, Lord, what do I look like in the spirit realm?
How do you see me? What do you want me to do?
So that I will be what you want me to be. Plan that must tore off that garment. His healing started the moment he threw off that hindering garment. There are garments many of us need to cast away. And that's why we're here this morning. Bow down your heads, beloved. Bow down your heads. And right there where you are, I want you to speak to the Lord yourself. I told you we have a prayer meeting today on specific issues. So you bow down your heads and begin to talk to the Lord. Any garment in your life that is giving the enemy an inroad into your destiny, ask the Lord to help you to cast it off. Say, anything in my life that will make me to stand before God this year, and I will not have a mouth to talk, and the enemy will be resisting my efforts. Oh Lord, I confess them. Forgive me. So that this morning, my arrows of prayer have got results. I give you time to do that now from your heart. From your heart. Jesus is here. The blood of Jesus is available. There are people here this morning whose lives will change completely if they will do this from their hearts. Because this is what the enemy is looking at. And is resisting your efforts. Causing failure where there should be no failure. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet now. Let's rise up on our feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. That means you have not even taken the first step towards being delivered from evil garments. So if you are here, and you are not born again, and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, maybe this is even your first time here. Just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after you. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the first prayer I want you to pray, I am not going to stop you until I see this happening. This is a manner of operation. Push. I just pray until something happens. So the first thing is that you must concentrate. Let your body, your soul, and your spirit be here. Perhaps there's a problem that brought you here. Come on, take your mind off that problem. You have been worrying about it before. The worry did not remove the problem. So take your mind off now. Let's do this issue thoroughly. I want you to pray from your heart. Not the kind of prayer that the heavens, your body will not know that you are praying. The Bible says God blessed Abraham. And many of us don't really live beyond that place. The reason God blessed Abraham was not just because of Abraham. God blessed Abraham so that he can be a source of blessings to all the nations. The reason God wants to remove every evil garment from you, it's not only for your own personal reasons. It's because there are so many destinies attached to your own, so many lives attached to your own. God wants you to be able to bless the nations of the earth. But with a filthy garment on in the spirit realm, you don't get anywhere. And if you are here this morning too, spiritually you are deaf, dumb, and dumb. You see nothing, you hear nothing, no revelation, no spiritual vision, no dream, no voice, I guess anything like that. It shows the essence of a garment that needs to be torn off. That man was thrown out of the wedding, party because he was not having the right garment. You will shout this loud and clear. Every dark garment covering my life. Can I hear the sister saying this loud and clear? You are the best sisters can do here this morning. I'm sure the sisters can still do a lot better than that. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters.
Something is happening already. You see? Something is happening already. Can everybody shout his name out here? Make it louder, man! Make it louder, man! Cash fire! In the name of Jesus! Command it that covers the cash fire! In the name of Jesus! Command cash fire! This body, this body! Yes! Your body, your spirit, your soul, your body, your spirit, and your soul, your body, your spirit, and your soul is on fire, 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 is on fire. Yes, every bad garbage that is covering my life. Cash fire, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Yes. 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 Something is happening. Oh, continue praying, continue praying. Don't be quiet, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Masakaya Boshentera Bakarama. Ribosopanda Kentia. Makaponda Kasapela Kaya Boshentia. Ribosopanda Kaya Boshentia. In Jesus' name we pray. You see? I told you. That's right. Things are happening. All over this place. All over this place. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. There's a little serpent coming out of somebody now. That's right. Come out. Come out. Do that serpent come out and die. Come out and die. That's right. That's right. Shout this loud and clear again. Garments of the enemy that is battling my destiny, I tear you off. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, begin to tear off the garment of the enemy that is battling against your destiny. Bakatera boshendera bokuntandaraba. Straight up, straight up, straight up, straight up, straight up. Yes, 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 yes. Straight up. In the name of Jesus, shout out! Aha, 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 aha! Something is happening, something is happening! God is up in sovereignty! We tear you off! We tear you off! We tear you off! We tear you off! Aha! 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 Thank you, Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray! 102 persons. They came here this morning with some nagging problems. And I've been wondering, what is the relevance of this prayer to what is happening to my life? I have news for you. As a result of the prayers you prayed just now, by the time you get home from this place, those nagging problems will have been buried alive. Someone is here, you have been named after a river.
Bible when you are the spirits of that river, they are coming out of you. I'm waiting for that to be completed. Plenty of those spirits inside this person. As you began to tear the garments away, those spirits began to grow. That's right.
Now shout this loud and clear. Garments of fear!
Any infirmity here, all of a sudden, whatever infirmities, all of a sudden, you find that it has disappeared. But don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow you. Don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow you. As you are praying this prayer, all of a sudden, the garments of infirmities have been torn away. And once you notice that your own infirmity has vanished, find a way to the altar so that you can pray with you. Everybody shout this with only anger.
Garments of punishment!
Can I hear you saying this with only anger? Can you shout this with only louder than that? This altar now. God, allow the enemy to put the sickness back on you.
Garments of eyes of witchcraft.
If I were in your shoes, I will make sure that nobody's voice can overshadow mine. Because many of us are wearing these garments of eyes of witchcraft. And this is where we have been having trouble.
Can you shout it louder? Can you make it louder? Jesus!
Give the garments. Give the garments. Give the garments. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Masopoko tenda kaya boshenta. Jesus name we pray.
I stop you because of a sister praying at the back there. This is wickedness. As she was removing the garment, they were putting it back on her. It's because of this they want to change her place a little bit now.
You are the owner of evil garments.
Something is happening to somebody's breast. The enemy has attacked your breast and has put all kinds of swelling materials in it. If you check now, you'll find that all those things have disappeared. The military is not finding a way to the altar here. That's why there is a man. The enemy has disconnected the backbone through an attack. But either way, you will hear a cracking sound and the backbone shall come back into position. Thank you, Jesus.
Say this with burning anger. Garment of stagnancy! Catch fire! In the name of Jesus! Receive the touch of the power of God. 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 Masoka kaya bo shentera bakaya ba. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Now this next garment,
whether you are rich or you are not so rich, or you are poor, please pray it like a mad prophet. Roar like a mad lion.
Garment of poverty! You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! You will be garments! Give me the garments! Aha, 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 aha. Maso kaya bo shente rama. Daria bo na kaponka. Mo na kaponka kaya bo shente rama. Yes! Today is today! Continue, continue! Let me come out of power to be roasted!
Someone is there, you had an attack when you were young, that's affecting one of your legs. But right now, that leg that is shorter than the other is being pulled out to become the same size with the second one. The hand of God is touching you now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Something is dropping from somebody's eyes. Check this eyes now. Find that a miracle has happened in them. Now this next one, the Holy Spirit said we should pray it 3 times. The more aggressively and violently you pray, the faster your enemies shall collapse this year.
Garment of witchcraft! Catch fire! In the name of Jesus! Command their garment to catch fire! Oh yes!
This is number 2.
Garment of witchcraft! You are a liar! Death! In the name of Jesus!
Oh yes! 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 Oh yes!
Say, say! Today is today!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
In Jesus' name we pray! This is the last time, open your mouth and pray! Like a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus!
Demonic stones, the stomach of some people now, they're going to push them out. You must go, that's right. The evil hand, laid on your womb, laid on your backbone, push them out. That's right. Something is happening. Yes. The lame hands. The lame legs and the soul strength. The inclination movements is being cancelled completely.
You will not say this loud and clear. Garment of tragedy! Catch fire! In the name of Jesus!
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes!
Masopokotekayaboshanta! Ribosopongokayaboshanta labakayama! Marrakakondakayaboshanta yama! Manekepondoshanta yaboshanta yama!
Thank you, Jesus!
Jesus' name we pray. Now say this louder than anyone around you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this once. I pray that affliction should not rise again. In the name of Jesus, cover your breakers and testimonies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, let there be a release of the spirit of peace upon your people this year. In the name of Jesus. You have two more prayers to pray. After these two prayers, then I have 21 prayers to pray for everyone who has gathered there this morning before we go away from there. Meanwhile, you will say this loud and clear. Shout it from the bottom of your heart. Garment of sudden death. Yes. Now don't say this message does not concern you. Pray it all the same. It is part of the prophecy for this year. Garments of insanity! Catch fire! In the name of Jesus! I want your amen to be dynamic as I pray now. Because this is a year of overcoming laughter and enlightenment breakthroughs. I decree by the decree of heaven that the very greatness of your father's house shall resurrect in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree that this year, the Almighty will over-answer your prayers of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. This year, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the invisible power of God, every obstacle to your uncommon breakthrough shall be cleared away. In the name of Jesus. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, your God shall arise this year. And your Goliath shall scatter. He shall scatter. He shall scatter. In the name of Jesus. In previous years, the enemy has ready to place your hand on any program of failure. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. I decree that the virtue of your father's house
shall be buried alive. Every one of your enemies this year shall bring you powerful breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, the oil of gladness that the Lord has assigned for your head this year cannot run dry. It shall not run dry. In the name of Jesus, this year your mouth shall speak and darkness shall flee. In the name of Jesus, this year I decree that any power that does not want you to sing your song shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, any seat that belongs to you that the enemy is presently occupied, within 7 days, let the power sitting on your seat shall assault and disappear. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, any pattern of darkness that has enveloped you, I command them to be broken. Let them be broken, let them be broken, let them be broken. Let them be broken. In the name of Jesus, this year by the power of the Holy Ghost, you shall meet the right people at the right place. In the mighty name of Jesus, and this year, you shall laugh over all your enemies. In the name of Jesus, this year, God will turn every worst time into best time. In the name of Jesus, because of you, every unrighting of the enemy in your family shall be wiped away. It shall be wiped away, 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 it shall be wiped away. This year, you shall not struggle to be recognized. Your God shall announce you. He shall announce you. He shall announce you. He shall announce you. In the name of Jesus, the star of your life will not listen to the voice of witchcraft. The star of your life shall arise and shine. He shall arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, anywhere you enter this year, you shall be candidates of uncommon favor. And the power of God shall single you out for favor in the name of Jesus. You will not enter into any vehicle of destruction. You will not enter into any building of destruction. In the name of Jesus, the power of God that has no respect for stable situations shall swallow all your problems. Shall swallow them, shall swallow them. Shall swallow them. Shall swallow them. Shall swallow them. I decree that promotion galore shall be your lot. Even if you have just been promoted, you shall be promoted again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This year, your expectations shall not be cut off. Now, every group of darkness upon your destiny, I command you to be shaken off. 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 In the name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank Him. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The only one who is worthy to be praised. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. I'm home. I'm stronger. 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 I'm stronger
Listen to this very, very carefully. There are people here this morning that this warning is for. The enemy will try and push some people here into physical fight with some people. Please don't engage in physical fight with anyone. If you do, you may have a corpse in your hand. Let me say that once more, all the time. You have come to place a powerful prayer today. Refuse to be provoked into a fight by anybody. Do you understand? Let us share the grace of fellowship.